riding, roping, and everything in between. It's the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller on Sports Radio 98.1 The Ticket.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Horse Connection with Clay McCuller and Travis Hawkins. We have a special guest with us, Mr. Kyle Everson, who is heading up the Benjamin Ranch Rodeo on June 8th and 9th. And that's not this weekend. That's next weekend in Benjamin, Texas. And y'all know we like to, we really love these ranch rodeos and like to promote them and let y'all know what's going on. And that's kind of the purpose of the show. I don't know how many times I'll hear about a ranch rodeo going on somewhere, and it's about 2 weeks after the darn thing happened. And I'm like, well, I'd have gone to that if I'd have known. Well, that's what we're doing right now. So, Mr. Everson, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I sure can.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, for coming on the show. And the Benjamin, Texas Ranch Rodeo is June 8th and 9th.
Yes, sir.
Tell us just a little bit about it. I know y'all been doing this for years, but I'll step out of the way and let you tell everybody what all we got happening.
Okay. Well, this is our 11th year, and we'll start on Friday night at 7 o'clock. We have a cow milking, a stray gathering, and a team branding. Then we have a mutton busting for the little ones. And we take five sheep riders a night. And Saturday morning, we're going to have a stray gathering. The books on it will open at 8 and start roping at 9. And then back Saturday night, we'll have the same three events, and we'll have a ranch bronc riding with Mitch Terrell bringing the bucking horses. And the books are open on it right now, too. And it's a pretty good bronc riding, and we pay three spots, and it's pretty good money for a bronc rider to win that. I mean, we put a lot of money back in the pot, and it's a good deal.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, folks, these guys do this. It's not so much about the money. The money's nice. I'm sure they will appreciate that. But it's more of a pride thing for these cowboys.
Yes, sir.
You know, and Mitch Terrell will bring some bucking stock, I'll tell you that. For years at the Western Heritage, they were kind of riding those broncs when they first started having that bronc riding at the Heritage, and then they got Mitch Terrell to bring up some better stock, and he got to hurting those guys.
Yeah, he's bucked me off before. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but it's a good rodeo, and it's all roping events, and we have a good turnout, and we don't really turn any teams down. I mean, we don't have a limit. If you want to get in it, just come on.
And the number to call, folks, if you want to put your ranch rodeo team, is it four-man teams?
Yes, sir, it's four-man team.
Four-man teams, and he told me earlier, Miss Amanda Novak at 940-733-7378. We'll post that on our show's Facebook page for all you people that didn't hear that just then. And that way, if you got a ranch rodeo team, you want to enter the Benjamin Rodeo, you can call that number. But we got wild cow milking, stray gathering, then you got mutton busting, and this is all Friday night.
Yes, sir, and we'll have a team branding, too, on Friday night.
Team branding.
Yes, sir. Then Saturday morning, we're having a roping for the seniors, and it'll start at 9 o'clock, and it'll go until rodeo time, probably. But we're going to take many teams as we can for the stray gathering. It's a four-man team, $200 a team, and it'll be a lot of fun, too. And there's a good concession stand. Good concession stand. It'll be there all day long, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. So stray gathering, roping. Tell us about that. Tell our listening audience that don't quite know what a stray gathering roping.
Well, it's a four-man team, and the ropers will be on the north end of the arena, and we'll turn two yearlings out on the south side. They'll drop the flag and start the time. 2-minute time limit, and then four guys will team up together and come down, and they'll split them cattle head and heel them and time, and for the fastest time.
So, and this can get pretty chaotic because, you know, typically you got just two guys and one calf in the arena, and now you got four guys and two steers out down there, and so they got to coordinate together, and you know, usually somebody, two guys will take their steer and push them on down, hopefully out of everybody's way, but this can cause some wrecks.
It gets pretty Western.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
That's kind of like our cow milking, too. Our cow milking, we run two teams at the same time.
We run
two cows, and you've got two men in there horsebacked, and everybody else is afoot, and they cross over in front of each other and rope their cows. And I tell you what, it's pretty good watching.
Yeah, you'll see some people get wrecked out during that event, I guarantee it.
You know, we've been lucky. We've never had any bad disasters. Because these cowboys, they kind of watch each other, and they know how to stay out of a wreck. And it's still good watching, though.
Yeah, well, that's why they do what they do and why they're showing up there to showcase their talents. And, you know, the purpose of these ranch rodeos is to give these guys a chance to get out and have a little fun. And this is what they do all day, every day, all year long, most of them.
And everybody's riding a good horse, and they like to show their horse off.
That's it right there.
And every one of them's day worked with each other, so they know exactly which way they're going to rope and how they're going to
rope. Yes, sir.
You bet.
Yes, sir.
Well, Kyle, thank you, sir. So this is the 11th year for the Benjamin Texas Ranch Rodeo. It's only an hour from Abilene, isn't it? Ish, maybe an hour and 20?
About an hour and 20, hour and 30 minutes.
It's worth the drive.
Well, ranch rodeos are the funnest thing to go to. Do we have a dance, too, Kyle?
I think the ex-students are putting on a dance Saturday night, and the Sandbellies are playing. And I'm not for sure with the time, but when I talk to y'all next week, I'll have the times for it and all that good stuff.
All right. Heck yeah.
Well, there you go, folks. Mr. Kyle Everson, we thank you, sir. Benjamin Texas Rodeo, June 8th to 9th. It's Friday and Saturday morning for the stray gathering, and then they got a ranch rodeo Saturday night along with a dance. There you go. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show.
Thank y'all.
Heck yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
Yes, sir. You have a good day, too.
Well, there you have it, folks. Ranch Rodeo, Benjamin, Texas, June 8th and 9th. I'm going to tell you, I didn't know they did two of them at a time. Now, that would be an absolute wreck. It's a wreck just when it's one, especially on a wild cow milking.
Yeah. But all these guys, it's just like going to Western Heritage. Yeah. Everybody that's top hand is at this. You got a few guys that show up that aren't top hands, but you know, everybody knows it. And
And this is a little different. I think these guys, you know, four guys can make a team, and they can all work at different ranches.
That's right.
And that's one big difference that this one is. And at the Heritage, they got rules on that. So, you know, you have to have gotten a W-2. Like when Green shows up, of course, they won it this year. Well, they may have a guy that's not on full employment, but he has to have day worked so many days to earn X amount of dollars and get a W-2 from Greenland and Cattle. And that's what lets him qualify. So they may not be full-time on that ranch, but they've worked there enough and know each other, you know, over the course of a year where they're considered an employee. Whereas the Ranch Rodeo and Benjamin, you know, I mean, the top hand at Green can call the top hand over at Guitar, and those two guys can make a team. And then one of those guys can have a second team even with three other different guys. So you'll have some teams show up here that, I mean, are saltier.
Salty. Yeah.
Riding some good horses, and I mean flat sticking on things.
You're going to have guys that will be running full speed, and the calf's going to cut behind them, and he's just going to pitch it behind him and tie off and take off because he knows he caught it. I've seen it. And it's like, how in the hell did he catch that? It's fun, though.
It is good. This is a little bit better ranch rodeo, I would say, than the Heritage. It's a little more wild. You know, less rules, a little bit. You know, less liability worries, I guess you could say.
Yep.
All right, folks, we need to take a break. We are going to come back with Miss Sarah
Lundgren.
Lundgren.
That's right.
From Graham.
That's right. Sarah is going to come back, and she's going to talk to us about the 4th Annual Food Truck Championship of Texas. It takes place in Graham, June 2nd. That's not this weekend, but next weekend. We'll be right back, folks.